Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Oh, the carefree joys of summer. Kicking off your shoes, walking barefoot in the sand or on the grass, throwing caution and foot support to the winds.
I like wearing my sandals.
Not the rubber ones, but the leather ones.
Cheap runners.
High-heeled, open-toe shoes.
I generally wear what they would call a better quality of flip-flops.
Sneakers are good, too.
Sandals for walking around the beach and stuff like that.
I wear a lot of sandals.
We may love our lightweight flip-flops, our plastic clogs, and wearing shoes without socks. But with freedom comes a price.
Foot fungus, sprained ankles, broken toes, knee, hip, and back pain all can result from poor summer footwear choices. Our next guest has advice on maintaining summer foot health. Dr. Neil Blitz is chief of foot surgery and associate chairman of orthopedics at Bronx Lebanon Hospital in New York. Dr. Blitz developed the bunionplasty procedure and is an authority on foot and ankle surgery. He maintains a private practice in Manhattan. Welcome to Take Care, Dr. Blitz.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back.
One of the true pleasures of warm weather is ditching those shoes and socks, walking barefoot around the house or to the mailbox, or grabbing something in the backyard with no shoes on. Outside of the concern of stepping on something sharp, is walking barefoot really bad for us?
Well, walking barefoot can actually be good for you because it allows those deep muscles of the foot to get strong. And those muscles a lot of times aren't used in a shoe. The place where walking barefoot could be a problem is if you have a sort of a weak foot or a foot with problems such as bunions or hammer toes, because those types of feet tend to need the support.
Now, if it feels good when you're doing it, does that mean it cannot be bad for you?
Well, pain in general is not a good thing. So if you're having pain, that's a good indicator that it's probably a problem. Now, too often I find, at least in my practice, I see a lot of women forcing themselves into shoes that just don't feel right, and they're also too small for their feet, and those create those problems such as bunions and hammer toes.
Right. So the next step up, I guess, of no support are flip-flops, which we want to talk to you about. And for the person that feels comfortable wearing flip-flops, I know some people need arch support, and to those people, they may not feel good wearing flip-flops. But if it feels okay and nothing's hurting, are you still doing damage by wearing flip-flops, or is it okay?
Every summer, people always talk about flip-flops, and the same question always comes up. Are flip-flops really bad for your feet? Flip-flops are not exactly bad for your feet, but they're not exactly good for your feet. And what does that mean? I mean, there's no support to a flip-flop. But again, that's not necessarily a problem unless you have a foot with problems. If you have things like bunions, hammer toes, and flat feet, then not having that support can be an issue. So I think you really need to know your foot and your foot type, and that will guide you whether or not you should be wearing flip-flops or not.
I would also think, too, though, that if you wear a sandal that's open-toed, a footbed is a little more structured and rigid in a shoe, but in a flip-flop, it's soft. And I know I have kicked against things wearing flip-flops, and ow, there's no protection on my toes.
Well, that's definitely true. One of the other things we see in the summertime is a lot of toe fractures for that reason. Forget about people walking barefoot at home and kicking the nightstand, but a lot of times in flip-flops, your foot really is unprotected, and a lot of times the fit toe, a lot of people say that the baby toe or the pinky toe will get pushed up against something, and it'll actually break.
And once you've experienced that, and I've experienced it, it's amazing how much you're compromised when your pinky toe is not working. Okay, what other types of summer footwear for both men and women are a problem?
In general, summer is a time of vacation. So what I usually say is that it's a time to avoid those types of shoes that you wear normally throughout the year and just change your habits to allow your foot a break. So I tell women to avoid high heels and go to flats. And if you're going to wear the flip-flops, please, ladies, do not wear the flip-flops with the heels because that just doesn't make sense altogether. And for men, what I encourage them to do is to get out of the dress shoe and try to get into a canvas-type shoe that allows the foot to breathe some.
What about the plastic shoes that are widely popular in the summer? Is there any problem because there's not a lot of air moving through if you're barefoot that you might be sweating too much and possibly causing a skin problem even?
So the skin problem you're referring to is a foot fungus. Now, the plastic shoe itself is not a problem, but it's the moisture that's created in the plastic shoe, and that will increase your chances of developing a foot fungus because fungus like to live in areas of moisture, such as the shower or, again, in a shoe. So if your feet sweat, then you may be susceptible to developing a foot fungus. As far as plastic shoes go, if you really want to wear them, I recommend that you try doing things to decrease the amount of sweating that you have in them. And so one thing you may want to do is to use a powder to absorb the moisture.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Linda Lowen.
And I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And we're talking with Dr. Neil Blitz about summer footwear and protecting our feet. We just discussed the plastic shoes. And is it possible that there are safe synthetics, I mean, that breathe or at least allow a little air transfer so that you don't have those problems?
In general, you want to try to wear open-toed shoes and sandals during the summer because that will just help your foot breathe in general. So forget about what the shoe is made of. Just try to wear some open-toed stuff. Also, if you need to wear leather, I would switch to real leather shoes rather than synthetics because real leather has pores, and that's going to allow for the shoe to breathe in general. And also, if you're going to wear a synthetic which doesn't allow a lot of breathing, I recommend that you wear cotton socks because that will also absorb moisture.
One of the problems that I encounter is wearing shoes that are, that I got for a good price, let's say. They could be espadrilles or, you know, have that espadrille bottom or canvas. And what happens is they stretch out in a short amount of time. And you find that you're straining your toes to keep them even on your foot, you know, as you're walking. And I imagine that an ill-fitting shoe is also a problem.
Yes. Shoes that don't fit well can definitely create a problem. And again, in my practice, many women and people try to fit into shoes that are smaller, and I don't really understand the psychology of that completely. And it's a cuter shoe, and they want to make their foot look smaller.
Well, no, they didn't have them in the size, and they love the shoe.
Right.
That's the psychology there. They don't get the right size because it's not available, and they're going to just stuff their foot in and talk themselves into walking around their house and hoping the shoes stretch.
Right, and so one of the problems that I see is that if the shoe is too small, it will force the toes into a very unnatural position, and that unnatural position a lot of times creates bunions and hammer toes, the very things that women don't want.
All right, another thing that women don't want, and I will say, I seem to think that men suffer from it more, but maybe I'm being sexist, foot odor. I mean, it does occur, and it seems that we're more aware of it in summer because people do kick off their shoes. What can we do to deal with foot odor from sweating?
Nobody likes smelly feet, not you, not your friends, not your family, not your pet, and not your partner. So what I usually recommend are six things. You want to keep your feet dry to avoid the bacteria from forming on the foot and the fungus, because those both can radiate smell. Number two, I recommend that you clean between your toes. It sounds simple, but not so simple. A lot of people don't really think about getting deep in between the toes, and a lot of times bacteria will collect in there. It's called toe jam for a reason. Number three, you really want to wash your feet, and you want to use a washcloth to exfoliate a little bit because those dead skin cells during the summer can actually have a smell to them. Number four, if you have sweaty feet, you want to consider using an antiperspirant. Again, if your feet sweat, that can cause a smell. Number five, again, use powder on your feet and within the shoes. And number six, you want to rotate your shoes. And if you wear sneakers, you want to wash them frequently.
I had a quick question about toenail polish. People keep it on just week after week, especially when we're wearing sandals. Is there any danger to that?
Well, what I see with toenail polish is the toenail can be severely discolored, and sometimes that's permanent. I've seen that happen. And it can also create ridges in the toenail over a long period of time. So I don't know if there's any real dangers to that, but you could wind up with a sort of a deformed or disfigured nail. Sometimes, too, we see fungus in the toenail, and a lot of times people use the toenail polish to hide the fungus, and that in and of itself is sort of a vicious cycle because it only sort of creates more problems down the road because the toenail itself can't breathe and allows for more problems.
Dr. Blitz, we just have a couple of seconds left. Are there any other seasonal foot problems that we should be aware of?
Yes, it's summertime, so you want to avoid what I call beach foot. And beach foot is a burnt foot from the sun. So when you're at the beach and you're putting your sunblock on, please, please, please use sunblock on your feet.
That is something I've never heard of before, but now I will never forget. Thank you so much, Dr. Blitz. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Dr. Neil Blitz is Chief of Foot Surgery and Associate Chairman of Orthopedics at Bronx Lebanon Hospital in New York. For more information on Dr. Blitz and summer foot health, visit the Take Care webpage at WRVO.org.
Coming up on next week's show, what do your teeth and gums have to do with your overall health? We'll look at the link between oral health and physical health and well-being with a dentist from the Mayo Clinic. Plus, we'll dive into the issue of public pools and waterborne illness with the head of the Healthy Swimming Program at the Centers for Disease Control.
Thanks for spending this half hour with us. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, email us at takecare@wrvo.org. This episode of Take Care is also available as a podcast on the WRVO website. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And until next time, take care.
Take Care is a production of WRVO Public Media, written and produced by Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, edited and engineered by Leah Landry. Catherine Loper is executive producer. Support for Take Care comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York. The information presented on Take Care is offered for educational and informational purposes only and should not be construed as personal medical advice. You should consult with your personal physician or caregiver regarding your own medical care.